Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be a lot smarter, too, as you continue to listen, because our good friend Reva Lazansky is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Reva has become a good friend of mine. She's editorial director of Entrepreneur Magazine and the co-author of Start Your Own Business, among other books. And she's been working the Main Street small business entrepreneurial world now for a long time, and she knows her stuff. Reva, welcome back to the show, and happy holidays.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be here, and happy holidays to you.
It's good to have you back. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
One of the things that I get asked a lot by big companies, when I work with big companies, because, as you know, I help big companies speak small business as a second language.
Right.
And so they ask me, it comes up quite a lot, do small business owners mind being called small business?
You know, it really varies. A lot of them actually, it's not that they mind it, but they don't relate to it, because in their brain, they're not small. Or they may be small today, but they don't think of themselves that way. I think, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, here at Entrepreneur, we just call them business owners.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to define you by your size, because when you start a business, or even in year five of your business or year eight of your business, you're not where you want to be. And so you might have started
Isn't that a little political correctness, though, Reva?
Yeah.
It's a little political correctness, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you my experience. In over 10 years of doing what I do with my radio show and all the ways that I reach out to people, no one, and I call my audience small business owners every day, all the time, entrepreneurs, small business owners too, but a lot of times I talk to them about, you know, being small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time when I give speeches, in my writing, et cetera, not one time has anybody ever bristled or pushed back on me in any way and said, "Jim, I don't like being called a small business owner."
Really? See, I've actually had people say that. We've actually had people write in and say, you know, I'm not small. I don't want to think that way. And I don't think it's bad to be a small business owner, and I don't think it's bad to focus on that. I think part of the problem is nobody knows really what a small business is. You know, the SBA has their definition, and then
right.
The definition is going to vary by, you know, your industry code, your SIC code, depending on what industry you're in and how many employees you have. But if you, you know, like all the marketers, that the big corporate guys that you talk to, that I talk to, they all have a different definition. Some is by revenue, some is by company size. And I think that focus on the size of the business gets in the way of how these people can help provide the business owners with products and services that they need to grow their business. And that's, I once said, I'd like to do away with all this definition and just say, here's somebody, they own a business, here you are, go help them.
I actually take pride in being a small business owner. I have a small business. I'm a small business owner. I take pride in this, and I'll tell you why. Because my sector of the marketplace is the driving force in the marketplace.
Yeah,
I mean, I actually, it's a point of pride for me, Reva, to differentiate myself from a big company.
But Jim, at some point, maybe let's say you start, you know, you start, and you, at one point, let's say you have 70 employees, Does that mean you're gonna?
I will still consider myself a small business owner.
Well, see, that's the difference, because a lot of people wouldn't, and I think that's where I get into. Stop looking at definition and start looking at what these people do. Like you said, they're driving the economy, they're making everything happen, and give them the respect that they deserve. And I think there's not enough of that. You and I know we were both at the Small Business Summit in November.
Yep.
Put on by Moran Media, that you and I both know that there are some marketers, big marketers out there, who are coming to the table and understand the market, and yet there's a whole lot more out there.
But that, I don't think that's because of what we call ourselves. I think it's because of Wall Street. And I want to talk about that. We've got to take a break in a couple of seconds. I want to talk about that, and especially the media, the major media, television media. They don't understand small business at all.
I agree.
Not even a little bit. And maybe that's why they don't go there so much. 20 till, we're going to be right back with our good friend Reva Lazansky. Don't you just like that name? I like Reva, but I'd invite her on just so I could say her name. Reva Lazansky. 20 till, stay with us.
Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20.
Everybody's a comedian these days. Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a good one. And as we head off into next week with Christmas on Tuesday, a lot of people driving, you know, over the river to grandmother's house we go, all that sort of thing. Slow down just a little bit. Just take 5 miles an hour off the speedometer just during that trip. Because remember, folks, the life you save might be mine. And we're visiting our good friend Reva Lazansky. She's editorial director and executive vice president for Entrepreneur Magazine, all of their magazine properties. And that includes the monthly magazine, Reva, right? And plus the others, right?
Yes, we have 3 magazines. We have one for eBay. Called Entrepreneurs eBay Startup Guide, and one called Entrepreneurs Startups.
And you got a Mexican version.
We have them in the Mexican version. We own half of that, but we have licensees in many countries. We have the Philippines and South Africa and China, which is online at the moment. And there's a lot of negotiations underway in a lot. Oh, we have one in the Middle East, in a lot of different places. It's very interesting to see how the fervor of entrepreneurship is spreading all over the world.
And you know, Reva, you guys, over the years, you guys have been nice enough to write a few things about me, and I continue to get people who tell me they found me in your magazines around in other parts of the world.
Yes, it actually is amazing. Sometimes that I think it's because of the way people read our magazine, but I think it's just sort of the nature of the entrepreneur themselves. These people are just, they're sponges. They need information.
Yeah.
They're not ashamed to say they need information, so they're going to soak it up everywhere they can, and yet because they're smart business owners, they're not afraid to pick up the phone and call someone and say, hey, I read about you. Can you, you know, what can you, not what can you do for me, but I have this idea,
right,
you know,
right,
and try to work it out.
Well, and you know, you were talking about how small business, how entrepreneurship is sweeping the world.
Yes.
I'm so glad about that. Reva, there's nothing but good can come from that. There can be no bad to come from that. And here's why I believe this, and it's something I love to say. I love quoting Frederick Bastiat, the great 19th century comedian and economist. He was a funny guy, but he was a great economist. He said in 1847 or 8, I think it was, he said this. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Exactly.
When entrepreneurship takes root in every corner of this globe, and entrepreneurs, small business owners, my heroes, when they start doing business with each other. See, we already have the technology, Reva. We can already do it. But when the marketplaces really connect, when the human beings start connecting, and when Joe in Sheboygan trades with Muhammad in Pakistan online, you can't hate people when you know people.
You know what? You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And I think that this tendency towards cross-border trading is only going to make the world a better place. I think
it's the peace dividend, Reva. It's a peace dividend.
Yeah. So how come we don't spend enough time nurturing it?
Why don't we spend more time talking about this? Why doesn't the major media? I mean, you live your life doing this. I've dedicated my entire being as long as I live to this. So you know, you and I are doing this, but why don't the people who have the big reaches, the television networks, why don't they get any of this?
Because I think that, and this is really, because people have the wrong measure, because as strong as small businesses are, as dominant as really they are in affecting the economy, you know, no one, what do people talk about? Well, you know, what did the Dow do today? What happened on Wall Street?
How about this, Reva? Oh, the Dow's down this hour.
Yes.
The Dow is down this hour. Oh, what did it do last hour? Well, who cares?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know why? Who cares? Because if you didn't sell in the last hour, it's going to be different next hour. Small businesses, we're not like that.
No, that's exactly right. But I think it's because big business and big money have dominated the economic scene in America for years. And, you know, we're all, like, you said, Jim, you and I, we're in there trying to fight the fight and get people to realize this is, sure, that's important, but it's not what really counts. It's not what's driving economic success in this country. But still, it tends to dominate the message.
Well, here's what bothers me, and I've been this is a soapbox I've gotten myself on in the last 30 or 45 days or so, Reuven. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I've been talking about it a lot. I now describe our economy as a beautiful dog, a beautiful collie. We call it Lassie. And the body of that dog is Main Street. The tail of that dog is Wall Street. And what has me upset right now is we got things going on right now where the tail is wagging the dog.
Yes.
And I don't like that.
Yes.
And see,
this
subprime mess and this all this other stuff that's going on and the financial markets getting themselves into a bind, that's 100% Wall Street. And it's going to hurt Main Street.
Yes.
And Reva, Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. It doesn't exist it can't exist by itself. It can only exist if there's a Main Street.
But you know what, Jim? They don't acknowledge that.
They don't believe that. You're right. They don't even. I think that'd be like a revelation to them.
Oh, it would.
Because they never talk about. They talk about consumers. They don't talk about customers.
They would think we were crazy.
That's exactly right. But you know what, Reva? I know we're not. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. Right back with Reva Lazowski. I told you we'd have fun when Reva got here. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Reva Lazowski. She's with Entrepreneur Magazine and all the Entrepreneurs Magazine things that they do. Reva, give us your website, please.
It's entrepreneur.com.
Entrepreneur, that doesn't get any easier than that, folks.
No, it's pretty simple.
And don't forget to check out my websites, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz.
Don't forget to tell them you're now writing for our Entrepreneur Startups Magazine.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a column in your Entrepreneur Startup Magazine starting, when's the first one come out, February?
It comes out in February on newsstands.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have an article in there, folks. So you'll have to check that out. Thank you for that, Reva. Thanks for the business. There's a friend of mine says thanks for the food.
Anytime.
Reva, what do you see for small business owners? My small business owners, your business owners. What do you see for them coming up in 2008?
You know, it's going to be interesting because it's an election year. And in an election year, no matter what party the person running is, they like to claim that they, you know, I want to do this for small business, for America's small business owners. And they do a lot of rhetoric and nobody ever does anything about it.
Yeah.
So I think business owners need to, if you're smart, This time, you're going to see what people are saying and then hold them to it. I think we need to start holding politicians accountable for what they're promising this market. And not that the market's looking for a handout, but it's just time that small business got their fair share. Because, like you have mentioned, they are the backbone of the American economy. Small business owners, they employ more than half of all Americans. They contribute over 50% to the nation's GDP.
And which, yet, in my opinion, makes them the number one economy on the planet.
Absolutely it does. And yet people just, because small business owners sit there and they just go, uh-huh, and
You know what I think part of it is, Reva? I think that too many small business owners are single-issue voters.
Yes.
And the single issue that they vote on is not the one that is the best for their small business.
Exactly.
See
you're
what I mean?
Absolutely.
In other words, if you're on one side or the other of the abortion issue, you're on one side or the other of the global warming issue, or the tiddlywinks issue. I don't care, whatever it is, and you're passionate about that. Well, guess what, folks? If you're a small business owner, you need to be a single-issue voter about lower taxes, lower regulation, less government, and free trade, in my opinion. Now, maybe somebody else, another small business expert, has a better idea, but you need to be a single-issue voter on the things that affect your financial statements.
Absolutely. If people voted more to do, or people thought about, really, what affects your business and what can make you run a better business? How could you be better for your employees? How could you be, get a better deal so you could lower your prices or attract more people? Think about what that is and what issues affect that and vote that way.
Exactly. Be a single issue voter about your small business. And I don't have any problem encouraging people to do that.
No, I think, the country would be in better shape if they did. It would absolutely
be
in better shape.
The world would be in better shape.
Yes, yes. And you know what? We have to be careful because, as we said before, entrepreneurship is spreading around the world right now. And the thing is, a lot of those people who are doing that are in countries where they are really advocating more. And the nation itself is helping the small business owners. Yep. And that's just going to make them stronger and put American small business owners at a disadvantage.
But you know what, Reva? Right now, the rest of the world knows that the wellspring of entrepreneurship is the United States.
Yes.
And they look to us for guidance, for support, for advice, for best practices. We're in a cool position to help these people, and I think we ought to be doing more and more of that. That's one of the things I tip my hat to Entrepreneur about, is the way you guys are getting this message out across the world. And we're trying to do it on the Internet here. But we've got an opportunity to really make an impact. And that's one of the things, Reva, on the day that I die, I hope I can say I made a difference for entrepreneurship around the world.
Mm-hmm. No, well, I think you could already say that. I think
small business owners can do that. I mean, everybody listening to us can do that.
Yes. You have to sit there and think about what is going to help you grow your business. Because when you grow your business as an individual, if you count that in aggregate of the 20 million business owners out there, think of what that does for all the economies, whether it's your local economy, your state economy, the national economy, or the global economy.
Reva, thank you for being here. I won't see you before the new year. Have a happy new year, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. You too.
Reva Lezanski, ladies and gentlemen, with Entrepreneur Magazine. She is the best, as you can tell. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.